This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Tuesday's election had a tragic outcome in the state of Colorado. Operating under the guise that assisted suicide is about freedom and choosing one's final destiny. Supporters of Prop 106 sold Coloradans on the idea that safeguards could keep arrangements of early death suicides safe. But assisted suicide ignores how depression comes and leaves after terminal diagnoses, how patients are made vulnerable by those who care more for money than for cures, and how assisted suicide too often imposes overwhelming obligations to die, and patients and their loved ones end up missing years of life together. President-elect Trump is asking pro-life advocates to fill cabinet positions. Two pro-life advocates are under consideration for Secretary of State, one for Homeland Security, and apparently Mr. Trump told Senator Jeff Sessions there may be one of several cabinet openings for him. Two pro-life governors are being considered for Attorney General. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Why it happened the day after election is open to conjecture, but a Planned Parenthood in Scranton, PA, closed Wednesday. Planned Parenthood officials are mum on reopening the location, but Planned Parenthood is curiously expected to find a loss of federal tax income next year. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.